Nolte, first of Chris Christie two book deal bombs with only 2,289 copies sold. By John Nolte on December 1, 2021. Former Republican New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's book on how to save the Republican Party sold only 2,289 copies its first week, per BookScan. And this is the first of a two-book deal Christie set up with his publisher. Chris Christie's new book touting himself as the potential savior of the Republican Party has sold just over 2,000 copies in the week since it was published, reports the Daily Mail. In its first week available in stores, Christie's tome titled Republican Rescue has sold just 2,289 copies, according to BookScan data. Currently, the Kindle version of Christie's book is ranked at 12,851 over at Amazon. What makes this especially gratifying is knowing all the media appearances Christie did to promote his failed book, which is advertised as a guide to saving the Republican Party. Good heavens, he's been all over touting himself as the GOP's savior, attacking former President Trump, and pushing himself as the Trump alternative in a 2024 presidential run, even if Trump does decide to run. The far-left AP puts it this way, Chris Christie is everywhere. The former New Jersey governor and one-time Republican presidential candidate denounced conspiracy theorists during a September appearance at the Ronald Reagan Library in California. He followed up with a speech this month to influential Republicans in Las Vegas, warning that the party will only succeed if it offers a plan for tomorrow, not a grievance about yesterday. In between, he's been interviewed by everyone from Laura Ingraham on Fox News to David Axelrod, a former advisor to President Barack Obama, on CNN. On its face, Christie's publicity campaign is in service of Republican Rescue, his new book that offers a simple prescription for his party. Stop talking nonsense about 2020 and focus on the future, or keep losing elections. But the frenzied pace of his appearances and the increasingly obvious jabs at Donald Trump suggest Christie is plotting a political comeback with the 2024 campaign in mind. Christie's also appeared on The View, twice on HBO including Bill Maher, The Daily Show, CNBC. He even appeared on Fox News. And still only sold a little over 2,000 books, lol. Other than a corrupt corporate media that will fawn over anyone, most especially a purported Republican, who trashes Trump, who exactly did Christie write this book for? Who's his audience? Christie is every bit as personally flawed as Trump in the ego department, but the former governor is something much, much worse, he's a backstabber. For all of Trump's issues, the former president is seen by most of his supporters as loyal. They also believe this loyalty has cost him more than anyone can imagine as he's weathered merciless media and left-wing attacks against himself, his family, and his business. Christie is a backstabber, a mercenary, a sellout. Does he think we're all going to forget how he practically made out with Barack Obama during a crucial time in the 2012 presidential race? Does he think we're going to forget all the times he ran to the corporate media to burnish himself at the expense of one of his own in the GOP, of us? Christie can sell his soul to the media all he wants, but that's only going to get him so far. Sure, the media will put him on the TV, but only for as long as he's willing to do their bidding. The moment it comes down to Christie or a Democrat, any Democrat, that same media will spin around and treat him like just one more racist, sexist, crazy, evil Republican. The late John McCain sure learned that lesson. Christie's failure to sell his book is also one more lesson in the corporate media's fading influence. After all, it wasn't only Christie who failed to sell copies, it was also the once mighty media behemoth. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.